Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Material Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio is Dr. Siming Liu, who is an assistant professor in the Department of Computer Science here at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, broadly sketch out for us your research. It's kind of interesting to me. I haven't met somebody who actually does this.
My research area is in artificial intelligence. Specifically, I'm very, very interested in artificial intelligence in games with application on games, because games are a very good research platform for AI researches, because games runs fast, has its own restrictions, and is a great and a popular research platform for artificial intelligence research.
Now, of course, when you say games, people think, what, like checkers? But you have a specific game that you're working on that really is more like a strategy game and is supposed to probe various things. Talk about that research you're doing. And what is the game?
Sure. The games is originally we think about games or board games like checkers and chess, and that was a great research platform for AI research. And that in 1997, actually, there is a checker AI champions programs beat human champions, and that's a big milestone. And now my research is more towards the new definition of games. Like now, it's more like video games. So my research area is more into one type of video games, which is real-time strategy games.
Right. And what's the particular game you've been working on quite a bit lately?
So now I'm working on the real-time strategy game that is from my PhD research. I was working on that. It's more than 7 years. And also I'm now, after I come to Missouri State University, I'm starting to work on other type of games. For example, Minecraft.
Right.
And car racing games and fighting games and any games if you are interested in, and I'm interested in all different types of video games.
And there's one called StarCraft, is that true?
That is actually one of the most popular real-time strategy games, and also it's very popular for AI research.
And are you working on that particular kind of a game?
Yes, I'm working on that specific real-time strategy game, StarCraft.
What do you have to teach? So what's the computer trying to learn to do?
For a game setup, you always want to play a game and then trying to beat your opponent or human opponent, or sometimes it's a program opponent. So in the game, in our AI research, how can we build some artificial intelligence programs to play the game as good as human players, or even is more competitive comparing to the human champions?
Now, of course, one of the things they need to do is they've got to learn. And how do they go about doing that? They obviously don't have, a person to play a StarCraft game and to spend a lot of time learning it. They're going to dedicate weeks and years and things like that. What do the computers do to learn how to get good at StarCraft?
If you are human, you are playing a new game, you are just play and you will learn on the game. However, if you are programmed, how can you learn it? Yeah, actually it's quite simple. It's kind of similar to human play. A program is going to play thousands of games because human play, the computers are running fast. And we do have a lot of computers available to do that. So our program is able to play the game just like human players and play game again and again and again. So every time the program will learn from the previous player, from the previous playing, whether it's learned, it's a positive feedback, you achieved something or you lost some units. So that's, you learn from the positive rewards or negative rewards.
And so you just do this over and over and over again until it refines itself, and then the computer is presumably better objectively at winning this game than a person. Is that right?
Yes.
Even the very best people?
Even the very best people, so because there is no resource limits. So computers can run much, much faster, not like human players.
So let's talk at the very end here about a jumping off point. Where do you see this evolving? You learn how to play a game, and so now the computer can help us do what?
Current goal, my goal, is trying to teach a program to learn playing a game. But if you think about if a program is able to master a game like human, we can ask the program to learn something else, like driving in a car, like controlling robots on the field to do some specific tasks.
Now, I hate to say it, but we've gone through this very quickly and we are out of time. Thanks so much, Dr. Siming Liu, for stopping by.
Sure. Thank you for having me here.
I encourage you to listen to the webcast version where we will go into much greater detail. And this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.